Do you and your spouse argue about finances? I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. For many, mixing money and marriage is like oil and water. They just don't go together. Everyone has a philosophy about money. It's a compilation of our plans, dreams, beliefs, and principles, which dictate our actions. If we believe the wrong things about money, we're bound to behave wrongly. But if we believe the right things about God, His plan, and His purpose for our marriage and finances, it changes everything. Ever heard of the crazy cycle? Dr. Emerson Eagerich, author of Love and Respect, came up with the term. When a wife feels unloved, she reacts without respect. And without respect, a husband reacts without love. Now, this can happen in marriage over money. Recognizing how and why you react will help you escape the crazy cycle, so you can treat your spouse with love and respect. Often the problem is the lies you believe, not how much money you make, save, or borrow. Those behaviors are the results of your beliefs. Disunity occurs when you're treating the wrong thing, like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg. But when you align your philosophy with one another and Scripture, the two of you start speaking the same language. You prioritize the same things and no longer claim, "I'm right," and he or she's wrong. It's simply, this is what the Bible says, and we agree to live our lives according to this truth. As it says in Proverbs, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And if your marriage suffers from credit card debt, I highly recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976. Or visit online at crown.org/CCC.